something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It would be so awesome to get a voice message from you, and you can make it happen through the Odyssey app. There's a handy little microphone icon to help you out. So, Steve Miggs, yes, please tell everyone who is in the VMs today.
Well, T-Dog, let's check out our first voice message.
Hey, yo, Daily Miggs Show. Seattle Parking Police.
Okay, we're coming in hot.
Whoa.
Yesterday, somebody was mad about the Seahawks. Today, it's Parking Police.
They towed my car this morning. Damn it. I hate this place. And the Mariners suck, too. And the Sounders suck.
Are you talking about the Seahawks? Okay, no.
Anyways, have a good day. Bye.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
I was about to say, is it the same guy? But that's a different voice.
No, it is a different
voice. Okay, so it's a different person who likes to use the F-bomb very freely.
Dude, having your car towed is the worst feeling in the world. When you get out there and you're like, I swear it was parked right here.
Yes.
Not good.
Do you remember a time that your car was towed?
Yeah. Yes, I got it towed once because I had parked in, it was like right in front of someone's driveway, but I didn't realize it was a driveway. This was many, many years ago. But I was in their driveway, so they called it in and my car got towed.
Oh,
yeah.
How much did it cost you to get it out?
It was like $300. It's actually happened twice to me, though. The other time that my car ended up in an impound, it was because it had been stolen, and wherever they recovered it, it got towed from there.
Fair.
So yeah, it wasn't even really my fault that it got towed. But again, another $300 to get it out of impound. So stupid. What about you?
One time, and I was in Canada, which sucked.
Oh,
I remember my buddy and I, we went there, and we parked, and we thought we were fine. We didn't bother to notice like the small print that said after 3 o'clock, these cars need to go. So we get back to our car. It's like 3:30, and we're like, where are all the cars? Especially, where's ours? And so it took a minute to figure out what the hell was going on and trying to navigate how to get there.
Because
you know, not very familiar at the time. I was relatively new to the Pacific Northwest.
And you don't even speak Canadian.
I don't. I mean, I was just saying a lot, and they were getting very annoyed with that.
Oh, no.
And then the other time, I remember my brother and I, we came back to our car, and they had the big boot on it.
Oh, I've never had the boot. That's quite an experience, I would imagine.
Yeah, because the boot's just like, it's even, in a weird way, worse, because there is your car.
Now you're being shamed in front of everyone.
It's just like a giant middle finger.
Oh.
Yeah. How about you, Danny? Have you ever had your car towed?
Wow, you guys are delinquents. No, I sure have not.
Of course, good boy Danny has never had his car towed.
He's the pure Parker.
I've gotten one ticket in Seattle, and it was not even because I was parked wrong. It was because I had still New Mexico license plates.
Oh.
And in New Mexico, you don't have to have a front license plate.
Okay.
But here in Washington, you do. So they
gave
me.
Do we still need that?
I don't know. They gave me like an $85 ticket because I didn't have a front license plate. And I was like, I'm clearly from out of state, people.
Yeah, cut me some
slack. I'm new here.
They did not. I paid the $85.
Yeah, I remember one time getting a ticket. I didn't get towed, but it was like in our old building before I had a parking spot, you know, a pass. I would park outside and I would, you know, you can park there for 2 hours, but then you had to move your car. Mm. Or you go down there with maybe a wet napkin and you wipe the line off, which is what I would do every day. And eventually the parking enforcement person was on to me and gave me a ticket, not only for the going longer than 2 hours, but also a ticket for wiping the line off.
Oh, no. You just like clean tires. What's the deal?
Right.
That's not a big deal.
Right. Just that one tire, especially. All right. Let's check out our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
Okay, guys, listen. This is getting sad. I donated a measly $25 over the weekend to this Kids for Kicks thing, and every...
Well, it's Kicks for Kids.
Kicks for Kids. Pretty close.
You don't want the Kids for Kicks one. That's a whole different... No, kidding.
Very violent.
Every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, at exactly right before 7, you've announced my name as donating $25. And that means that nobody else is donating. What is going on? Let's step it up, guys.
Well, I appreciate that you want people to donate some more.
Yeah, and, you heard the man.
Sometimes our program, like we just grab the names that we see, but there's a very good chance we've given, I don't know who we would be. I'm looking at some of them. Robert Duncan, no, he was $69. Megan Dahl donated $25.
Thanks, Megan.
I don't know if that was him because he said $25. Yeah, I can't find your name now. I wanted to announce it again. But anyways, yeah, we're over $5,600. Kicks for Kids. Go to KSW.com. Help us put brand new kicks on Kids in Need.
Kids for Kicks. Kicks for Kids.
Kicks for Kids. Kicks for Kids. Kicks for Kids. All right, let's check out our next voice message.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Scotty from Kent. Hey, anytime I...
Okay, it's not Friday, but...
Tuesday.
It's taking a second to get to this voice message.
Hey, anytime I have a really sick day, I'm not feeling well, my go-to movie is going to be Star Wars. It just makes me feel better every time. Sometimes I'll watch Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then if I'm having a bad, like, angry day, just a bad day in general, I come home and I play a little bit of Call of Duty.
Nice.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Do you have a go-to movie when you just want an easy pick-me-up?
You know, it's usually Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore.
Those are
like
good
if I just need to be put in a good mood and have some chuckles, and especially if I'm not feeling well, that's always nice. What about you?
It's been a minute since I've been able to sit and watch a movie, but I think when I think about those times where I would be able to just like kind of like zone out, Half-Baked.
Oh gosh, that's a good choice.
I could never go. Jim Brewer always cracks me up. Bob Saget's in it too. He was hilarious.
God, I need to watch. It's been a minute since I've seen that movie.
I feel like Dayton, our phone screener, whenever we talk about movies, he writes them down and he actually does watch them. Like, he just told me he just watched Harold and Kumar go to White Castle and also Office Space.
Oh, he's finally getting there.
Unlike the three of us, he actually listens to our recommendations and watches them. Danny, how about you?
Get Him to the Greek. I know you can't watch that movie anymore, like, politically, but man, that every single day, I could watch that movie every day, and it still just makes me laugh so hard.
Smoking the Jeffries?
Smoking the Jeffries, Absinthe, all the things. I love that movie so much.
That is a fantastic film from beginning to end.
It really is.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that movie. It's so good.
It's perfect. The Daily Mix Show.